Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So tonight, President Trump will be in Florida. Marco Rubio will be there. He has a speaking role. And speculation starts. Would they announce it then? It's not so Trumpian. I can't imagine, you know, Trump wants to do it in the middle of this Biden stuff because this will make quite a lot of news. There'll be a lot of scrutiny, and that would take the scrutiny away from Biden to a degree. But the New York Post has it right today. Part of what's going on here is this. Trump, I think, is thinking about the idea that what's happening here with the Democrats, he wants to wait and see as much as possible to then kind of formulate who would be the VP that would make sense after seeing, well, how this shakes out. Is Biden in? Is Harris in? Where does it go? What are some of the angles that play out? He was asked this. I'll ask for that in a second, Dan. Yeah, on Hannity last night. And one of the names I've seen up in the top four now, and I don't know if there's antagonism, Trump may not like him. He's not exactly electric. But I've said this before. Glenn Youngkin is in the mix, it's now believed. The argument is, if Trump wants to go bigger here and expand the map, Biden has been tied or one point ahead of President Trump in Virginia. Now, I know Virginia seems like, yeah, that's blue. You're not going to win Virginia. At least it has in the past. I think it's pretty close right now. Could Youngkin, who won very pretty easily against McAuliffe, and somebody who has the sort of vibe and the sensibilities that appeals to suburbanites, not be a great pick? I would say this. If he can win you Virginia, I'm putting Glenn Youngkin in there. And I don't think he's going to cause any problems. I don't see that. Now, whether Trump thinks he's loyal or not, I don't know. The guy I really don't want in there, Dan, and I think you share this. I don't want Burgum in there. I don't get all this Burgum stuff. Do you?
Too many eyebrows.
Too much George Washington.
Not on a serious note, though. When we were watching the debates,
yeah.
Just Maisie's, you know, I was using her as arbiter, and she kind of really gravitated towards the guy. Very humble, soft-spoken.
He is.
Likable by women, I think. I think more so than Vance.
Yeah, probably more than Vance, but Youngkin won with suburban moms, parental rights.
I think Youngkin's right there at Burgum as,
yeah,
you know, presenting himself as a sensitive individual. And
he's Virginia. Now, they know better. You know, the really smart guys that are down there on the granular level. Can you win Virginia? Is it really close? And if it is, this guy puts you over the top, I would think. Mark Levin doesn't like him. He tweeted out, no, this guy, I live in Virginia. What has he really done in all this? I see it that Trump is thinking about this. So 855-839-1210. I thought I'd ask this. Out of the remaining candidates, who is it, Dan, that you really don't want? This would be the one. I'll start off. And people sometimes get offended. But you know what? I've noticed that people want to win now. They don't care anymore. They just want to win. Tim Scott, I don't want as the VP. I just don't. He was bad during the presidential run. He was ponderous. I know what you're thinking. This guy brings, you know, breaking through. Is Tim Scott going to move the needle with African Americans? I don't see it. I just don't see it. I think Trump is the one that's done that. So I would nominate, I don't want Tim Scott, Dan. How about you?
It's tough because I'm not really anti any of them,
right?
If I had to pick, it would probably be Vance.
Yeah, yes. Now tell us what you were sitting there with your little computer, yeah. Your iPad, your
laptop, my elephant memory. It just fails to allow me to enjoy this kind of stuff.
And Vance does have a flaw that I agree with you that's probably a fatal flaw. It's his record on abortion.
Yeah. 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 So back in 2021, he was asked about a situation that was happening down in Texas, and he was very supportive of, you know, very radical policies. So I just, this is something that's going to be picked up on by the left. It's going to be exploited, and we're going to lose on abortion again.
Yeah. He did say the other day he's fine with the abortion drug across state lines, et cetera. So Vance, even though I think he's the most brilliant of all these guys, I like how he handles himself. If he's got a bad track record on abortion, then yeah, that's not where you want to go obvious reasons.
This is what he said. After Texas legislators passed near total abortion ban, Vance Feraldo the move, saying, quote, "My view on this has been very clear. It's not whether a woman should be forced to bring a child to term, whether a child should be allowed to live, even though the circumstances of the child's birth are somehow inconvenient or a problem to society. We want women to have opportunities. We want women to have choices. But above all, we want women and young boys in the womb to have the right to life." And then when asked about exceptions for rape and incest, Vance said two wrongs don't make a right, implying that he was against any exceptions.
All right. If you're against the exceptions, you know my rule. You're not going to win Pennsylvania, and I don't think you're going to win the presidency. So who is it that you would be upset? I think put a fresh look on this if they end up being the VP choice. So Dan, it's Vance. Now, nothing against him. I mean, it's the all-American story with Tim Scott. I just don't see this guy there, though. There's nothing that...
I mean, if we're talking a purely personal standpoint and not a winning standpoint, Kristi Noem. Like, I can't... just the whole dog thing. And,
oh, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Then the goat, too. Let me kill the goat.
Funding questions. And...
Boy, thank God she didn't get by with that. She's the one that blurted it out in her book. All right, so Trump is going to pick pretty soon. I would say it's not today. Here's what he said on Hannity last night about the VP choice.
And I know this was last minute. Thanks for calling in tonight. And I want to ask you about your VP choice. How soon do you think you'll be making that choice, number one? Number two, we keep reading that there is a short list, and on the short list, we hear names like Senator Rubio, Senator Tim Scott, Senator J.D. Vance, Governor Burgum. Are those reports accurate? Are there other people maybe people aren't paying attention to? And when do you think you'll announce that?
Well, you know, we started off with a lot of people. We have a lot of good people, as they call it. We have a great bench in the Republican Party. The names that you mentioned, absolutely, they're under consideration. And I haven't made final decision, but I have some ideas as to where we're going. And a little bit, you know, we wanted to see what they're doing, to be honest, because, you know, it might make a difference. I don't know. I'm not sure that it would. But there are those that say Trump's waiting until he finds out what's going to happen with crooked Joe Biden. And we'll see what happens with Biden. But, you know, I think probably within the next week and a half, probably sometime. I'd love to do it during the convention. My people say that's a little complicated. You know, in the old days, they would announce the vice president during the convention. Today, with modern day technology, you can't do things that you could have done 50 years ago very easily. But probably a little before the convention, but not much. It could even be during the convention that we'd do it. I'd love to do it during the convention. I think it would be a very interesting build-up and important for the convention. It would make it even more exciting.
All right, I could see it happening on a Monday, possibly a Tuesday. My God, it's pushing the envelope there. They've done a great job of keeping it under wraps, and could it be because Trump, you know, is still going through back and forth all kinds of things. That's what he does. But to Dan's point, yeah, I see that as a drawback of J.D. Vance. I see Glenn Youngkin as somebody who, you know, doesn't get us all excited, but works in the suburbs. And if he wins Virginia, if he could win Virginia for you, that puts you over the top in any kind of close race, without a doubt. So 855-839-1210, you get a line. Smart to wait, though. Each day that Biden is the center of the universe, you don't want it. That's exactly what they want. You don't want to take away from that. By the way, I was watching the Rogues Gallery, of these Democrat congresspeople coming out from their caucus today about Biden. Cori Bush, AOC, Nancy Pelosi. And it was one after another. We've talked about the platform on abortion and things of that nature. Trump has done a great job of getting what he wants, but love to hear from women.
Like just
out of
imagine
these candidates, who is it that you think, you and women in general, Maisie's our test pilot here, who is it that you think women find, yeah, that guy'd be okay?
But imagine, Dom, you yes. have a potential neurosurgeon running against Joe Biden. Like, could you imagine? Like, this guy, you could run ads that this guy separated yeah. conjoined twins
That's
by the
right.
brain. And meanwhile, on the other side, you have Joe Biden who can't put a sentence together, might
right.
have cognitive issues of his own.
Yes.
Cognitive.
Yeah, that's
Jeez,
true.
Can't talk myself.
Dan, I got a little insight on Rubio, right? Way back when, I have to look up, I was going to look up the date today. We did a speaker series with Rubio. It was over at the Constitution Center. And suddenly, Harry Reid, if you can imagine, was ahead of the Senate. He called a last-minute big vote, Dan. Rubio had to cancel. We had 1,000 people coming. We then went to it was some kind of motel chain, Dan, in Bensalem, someplace like that, off the beaten path, right? And he could only do like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 1 o'clock, Dan, something like that, right? 600 people still showed up.
Wow.
We
For
came
Rubio?
In. Yeah, we came in. Yes. It was hot beyond belief
wow.
then, Dan. He came in with me through the kitchen because of the we couldn't get through the mob. We had to go through the kitchen. And I'm wary of coming through the kitchens with politicians. Anything could happen. But we came through the kitchen onto the stage with these giant potted plants next to the two of us. He looked like he stepped out of Hollywood.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Was
I mean, he's a handsome guy. Yeah.
Little Marco, though?
Yeah, it was a little bit small.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always look at that. Yes, that's true. But the hair was great, the tan, the whole thing. Yeah, so... He's really not at that type of pinnacle. I mean, he was at that point huge.
How important is it for the VP to not be somebody that Trump has previously attacked?
I don't think that matters in politics. Unless it was like an all-out, I'd
yeah,
have to
Yeah, because I guess Kamala attacked the crap out of Biden, right?
No, segregationist.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah,
that's
and
good
Dr.
Point there,
Dr. Dan. Jill Biden, it's widely known, hates her and didn't want her on the ticket, beyond belief.
Yeah.
All right, so we'd love to hear from women here. 855-839-1210. Any of these VPs, is there anybody objectionable? All right, I see. Yeah, let me go to Renee, and I don't think this one is happening, but let's hear what she has to say. Hey, Renee, good afternoon. Who do you like?
I like Tulsi Gabbard.
Okay.
And the reason is all the other VP candidates, they still have Trump's base. They're basically a mirror of Trump. He needs to get independents and liberals. And some conservative Democrats that don't like Biden. And she was a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lieutenant colonel. She has military experience. She can help Trump in foreign policy. Plus, she hates endless wars, just like President Trump.
Well, in that last one, that's solid. But she's not even on the short list, Renee. And I think the reason is too much of a wild card, too much provocation. You know, the first rule with the VP is do no harm. I think there'd be a fear that something could blow up there.
Well, I don't know, but all these other candidates, they're just a mirror of Trump. He needs somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He already has his base. We're loyal. We're not going anywhere. He needs somebody. And these other guys that are on the short list, to me, they're not going to get the independence for him. They're not going to get the liberals. They're not going to get some Democrats that really don't like Joe Biden, that are more conservative.
I hear the independents, sadly, are always important. Thank you, Renee. That's true. Why do I say that sadly, Dan? Because, you know, I'm sorry if you're an independent. I have a lot of antagonism. Just suit up with a team here. Don't come out wearing both colors, you know? So Tulsi Gabbard, not on the short list. I think there's too much danger there. All right, am I being too dismissive of Ben Carson and Tim Scott? Great American success, particularly Tim Scott. I mean, Ben, who we, Dr. Ben, we've had on over the years. It's miraculous.
So one side you got a neurosurgeon as VP. The other side you got Whoopi Goldberg saying this about the presidential candidate.
Yes.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants. I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
Okay. A little editor's note with Mark Levin and Vance, Dan. Somebody tells me that Mark Levin backed the guy that ran against Vance in the primary. But, Dan, you are a Vance hater. Admit it. You don't like the guy.
Not a Vance hater. I just want to win. I'm taking...
Okay, all right.
You've steeped into me deep, Dom, with
yes,
your got
to
win.
Yes,
yes, you have
exactly
to win. And I just... I don't think Vance adds anything to what Trump needs to capture to secure a easier win.
Yeah, I would sort of agree with you in that I just love the smart people that are truly smart and able to flick away the media. But you're right, there's baggage there. Youngkin is the guy. He's not overwhelming. A lot of executive experience. If he brings you Virginia, he would be a clear choice. I don't think it's going to be him, though. I don't think Trump knows. That's the other question, Dan. You think Trump really knows at this point? I bet he doesn't. This is going to be a last-minute thing. This is what he does. We know it's not going to be Governor Christie, right? It's not going to be that. We can rule him out.
I just think reading between the lines, and this is where I think it falls.
Yeah.
If Biden stays in the race, he goes with Youngkin or Vance.
Right.
Or
I know what you're saying. If Kamala is the nominee, he goes with Then he goes with Carson or Tim Scott.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think if Kamala and Hillary ran together, for example, you have two women running, and then you have two old white men.
Right.
Well, Vance isn't old, but you put in Youngkin up there, and it's not old and by standards of Joe Biden, but that's what the media is going to frame it as. Is, oh, look, two old white men again running for the Republicans versus two women. Who are you going to vote for?
All right, Renee Wildcard, still with the Tulsi Gabbard. Look, Tulsi Gabbard for talk radio style is perfect. I mean, she's everything. But notice she's not on the short list. There's too much. Trump wants somebody, too, who's not going to try to outstar him or anything else. That's a fact. That's a reality. I get the concept, and the concept has worked well over the years. But to Trump's credit on this, you had nations like Germany who like to tout how much better they are as far as the intelligence levels and the progress they've made in the industry and all that. And then they don't want to pay to protect themselves against Putin. And when Trump came in, the United States was shouldering all of this. And I think people got what he was saying, and they resent NATO to a degree because of that concept. So Biden's hoping to show to the American people, and I think there's a big thing today at 5 o'clock, that his abilities with NATO, with all these nations, the ever-expanding NATO, is something Trump is deficient in. And he knows exactly what to do. He's the only one that can do all this. Ridiculous. I think it's a minor thing, but the media sees this as a Biden opportunity. The big thing this week is going to be the news conference. Haven't seen the full rules of that, but Biden apparently will take questions. Not sure if it'll be an hour or not. And again, if he is horrible at that, and, you know, it's hard not to look at this with a jaundiced eye, given the antagonism of the Bidens. The pressure will ratchet up. If he's pretty much like he was in the Stephanopoulos, and that's what I'm hoping for, situation, then people are going to meander. Every day the Democrats meander and don't come to a decision on this is a great day. Now you have Hillary Clinton thrown into this, and Hillary, seeing this polling, et cetera, behind the scenes, she's pushing as hard as humanly possible at this point. That's all good.
So I just got Emerson polling of how different candidates would stack up against
Trump.
Yep,
that's the one.
Yeah.
Has Hillary and Kamala Harris as a team winning? No way those two would be a team, but yes, they would beat Trump. Now, we've already seen this before with Hillary. It's the personality, the lack of authenticity. The baggage would be extraordinary. In my judgment, though, Dan, is she a better shot than Kamala and Biden? I'd have to say, I have to look more in depth at that polling, but I'd have to say, yeah, I think that's the case. I think she might stand a better shot. Just like people are looking back fondly on Trump, for a while, they might forget about Hillary and how ghastly all this was.
So I'm looking at straight head-to-heads.
Yeah.
Hillary versus Trump would be a plus 7 for Trump, so 41% to 48%, right. just Hillary without Kamala. But the name that we haven't discussed on the Democratic side that I see here and who allegedly has a decent shot against Trump, he's the closest one in the polling to Biden, would be Al Gore.
Well, that's...
Does Al Gore make him... Does he come back?
No, Al Gore could not win when he was the wunderkind, you know, when he was the VP, when everything was going his way. And the reason was this. He was, to the manner born, Al Gore. Dan, you know why the guy's so weird? He lived in a hotel most of his life as a kid growing up. The father lived in a hotel. He was a senator from Tennessee. And they lived in Washington in a hotel. I just can't imagine growing up living in a hotel and being normal. I don't know about you. Something about it that's
it's tough.
Very difficult. All right.
He invented the internet, though. You know, it's impressive how it led to that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
855-839-1210. Hit me on the side question, too. Give us that person, real or fictional, that is as bumbling or more bumbling than Mr. Magoo, than President Biden. All right, that's what we're looking for, to put you in the running on the side issue. And come on, we want to hear from a few more women out there. Tulsi Gabbard, we have from one female, okay. But the Carsons of the world, the Tim Scott, in the end, do they really move the needle, do anything here? Is that the case? Or is that just, you know, they're great guys, they're great success stories, particularly Dr. Ben Carson. Don't think the president will do anything today, President Trump, with Rubio, just because they're in South Florida and all that. He's not going to just lose all this time building up the announcement and then blurting it out tonight. Don't see it. There'll be hints. There'll be stuff back and forth. Not only that, he gets it. Stand down a bit. I wish there were no rally tonight. I don't really get it. All right. Just let this stew. They are killing each other on this. Less is more. Staying out of it. You got the convention coming up. I wish the convention were weeks later. Let them continue to do this with Hillary in. I didn't even see the Al Gore thing, but Hillary in this. And I'm sure Bill Clinton's intrigued by this. He'd be back prominently, Dan. You know, there's no doubt. So you got everything going your way. And I think the Bidens are not giving it up. I don't know what it is that would drive them out, other than their baggage and potential criminal liability. Could you really suggest that to them? The DOJ, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden? They may be thinking, well, if we drop out, that could happen to us anyhow. But who moves the needle with these VP choices? For me, based upon polling, I'd have to see it, it's Youngkin. You make Virginia in play in an all-out battle for Virginia and potentially be favored to win Virginia. I think Virginia, as much as this Minnesota stuff, I did Minnesota radio. It's very, very placid, liberal. You're not winning Minnesota. Virginia, though, Youngkin did win. Breaking news, Marco Rubio is going to be there tonight with President Trump in South Florida. Not going to be a VP announcement tonight. Would be shocked to see that. We heard from Dr. Marty McCary today, back with us, pretty clearly saying he would fail a medical student if they observed Biden, you know, right there in front of him, and thought, hey, there's nothing wrong here. Doc, what diagnosis would I make? That it's...
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Classic of some form of dementia. All right. And we have a guy noted in the field of Parkinson's saying he would diagnose him from afar, as that's what the issue is. So if this guy remains in office, This is a clear win for President Trump. What circumstance would have to happen? The only thing I'm a little concerned about out there, they're playing up, but it's not enough to move the needle completely. The Supreme Court and the immunity thing. And we'll see when Marchand comes down with his sentence, how he justifies official acts that he allowed into testimony that the Supreme Court said there's a presumption of immunity on that. They're trying to make it that a president can kill the whole thing. It is stupid, but it's going to take a lot of effort to push back on that. That's the bottom line. All right, our side question today, though, is an easy one. Somebody bumbling, maybe more than Joe Biden, Mr. Magoo, Weekend at Bernie's. Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Dom. I feel like I owe you guys like coffee every day. Tulsi, do we forget that Tulsi Gabbard was a Bernie Sanders supporter? She was alluring, but it took her a long time to come around, so I don't trust her at all.
Well, Trump doesn't either, from what I can tell, and there's a reason. Yeah. There's no shot at this. This stuff that Trump will make some wild decision at the 11th hour. When it comes to stuff like this, I think he's incredibly disciplined in his own way.
But I got to tell you, Dan won me over in a nanosecond today.
Oh God! Oh, don't encourage it.
No, I gotta give credit where credit's due. I was for Byron Donald. And I know he comes from Florida, and I know we got to do this regional strategy stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I always look at the guy that's going to follow up the president as the next president. And I'm going to say this. Can we all imagine a vice presidential debate with Kamala against Ben Carson? It would be a walkover. It would be beautiful.
The only thing I would go back on my own thought there is the charisma,
yeah.
or the riz, as the kids say, that Dr. Carson severely lacks that Kamala does at least
Dan,
have a little bit of, right?
We don't need it, Dan. The guy is solemn. Yeah. He is almost holy. She can't do anything to harm the guy.
Well, I'll take a large iced coffee with caramel and 3 pumps of cream, too.
Oh, my God. This is
going to be
fun.
He said he wants to do his coffee.
Yeah,
coffee
that's right.
Day,
I'll make mine tea and keep the ant out of it. So,
I'll bring it to Mulligan.
All right. That's a good deal. Who is your figure that's bumbling?
I'm going to win these one day. Foster Brooks.
That's a good one. All right. Play the all-time drunk, Foster Brooks. 855-839-1210, you get in. I just think Ben Carson, Dan, is pretty slow moving on these things, too, in a debate, to your point, with Harris. And, I don't think he would push back so hard on her. It's more his persona. He is almost holy. I agree.
I just think the social media and the ads that would come with it, I think, are huge for Dr. Ben. The debating does concern me, believe it or not. I don't think people are going to tune in and be fascinated by what Dr. Ben has because he's just not an entertaining orator by any means.
No, I don't know if there's been any polling. I'm sure they probably have done it. The RNC, Trump. Who is it that moves suburban women or at least doesn't get them to see a sign here? Oh, man. So why wouldn't you pick a woman? What happened to Stefanik and people like that? I don't see it.
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Bobart. No, Bobart might be out completely.
Dr. Ben's a double-edged sword because I think his soft-spoken, lack of charisma is also very appealing in a world where Trump is calling names and Biden's, evil Biden or whatever they call the guy with when he gets all hyped up.
Oh, he's an American hero, and it is miraculous what he was able to do. I just don't see that being helpful, though. I don't see enough aggressiveness there in this. And you're saying, well, that's what women want. They don't want somebody aggressive.
I don't think they do.
Well, Glenn Youngkin.
I think a lot of guys, too. I think they're over it. They're over this situation of politics where it's poop throwing one way to the other rather than actual stuff getting done. And I think Dr. Ben, with his soft-spoken, even though he's very boring in debates, I think it's refreshing what he brings to the table.
All right, so boredom is an element we're looking for here in a VP choice.
Is, that, I want to underline that. Is boredom something appealing in 2024 in politics?
Yeah, is it? Not to me, but, you know, you could be on to a brand new master stroke. We all agree, though, Trump hasn't decided yet, right? I don't see that he's decided. Not in the slightest. I think it could go right up to the last second. He could have three or four people up there, and then bang, he says, Borowski, get in there. He likes the drama of it.
I don't think I'd take it.
All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Coming up, too, we have Dan time. But this story, no punishment, it appears to be, for this mainline middle school where upwards of 20 kids use TikTok to set up phony accounts and put the most ghastly things in there, coming allegedly from teachers at this mainline school. And the administration seems to put this out there publicly and say we have work to do. I would expel these kids for a period of time, Dan. And the argument is, well, they did it not on campus, so they have First Amendment rights. Are we expected to believe, really, that schools can't do anything if you engage in this with the either that or the teachers ought to sue their parents then? It's got to be some, you know, people are treating this like, oh, we're going to talk to these kids. No, you steal someone's identity. You put it forward on TikTok that they're saying racial and homophobic stuff and all that. Got to be a penalty for that. They're middle school. Or do you say, no, just a sign of the times?
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.